Hey, baby. Thank you so much for calling me. Yeah. They said if we don't clear things up, I might be staying the weekend. How's your eye doing? Oh, I'm sorry it hurts. You really should be more careful. Still doing this? A sweetheart? Do you still believe that? That I would actually use my hands to hit you like that? Baby, are you sure you're okay? I'm smaller than you. I'm weaker than you. Are you sure you're remembering everything correctly? Well, what I remember is you falling over and hitting your head. Once you got back up, you tripped and fell into the doorknob and gave yourself that nasty shiner. Then why are you here? That's a very good question, isn't it, baby? Why am I here? It could be perhaps because our lovely neighbors called the police and claimed I hurt you. And because I had no marks, including my hands, which would be bruised if I had actually hurt you, they believed you. You know, if I weren't standing here in this county jail, I might commend them for being so progressive. Of course, men can be victims too, but not you. Not right now. You're just a clumsy boy who got confused and did something very silly. Now, here's what you're going to do, baby. You're going to walk into the station, and you're going to explain how nothing happened. That it was all just a misunderstanding. Then, we're going to go home and talk about this more, okay? Can you do that for me, baby? Oh, shh. It's okay to be scared and confused, because that's what you are, baby. Just a confused, scared little boy who needs his partner to take care of him. Just get me out of here and I'll make this all go away. Okay? Good boy. I'll see you soon. Finally home. Thanks for getting all that sorted out, baby. Come here. I haven't got a chance to hug you yet. I was so scared of losing you. And I do feel a little sorry for what I'm about to do. I'm sorry I was too loud, baby. Usually I'm able to keep your beatings a bit quieter. Hands off the phone. Now. Naughty. Drop it. Drop it. There we go. Good boy. Look at you dropping it. And crying isn't going to fix this. Crying didn't fix it last time either. What's going to fix this is you doing as I say. Understand? Now, please hand me your phone. Thank you. Now, you stay right there. Okay. Now? I want you to watch what happens next. I'm really very disappointed in you, baby. We've had this entire discussion multiple times now. Can you remember what I said about using your phone? And what else? That's right. It's so I can keep track of you. And so you can call me whenever I need you to. But now, we're going to have to adapt because of your bad behavior. You know, I think it's funny. You act like such a victim all the time. When you were the one who wanted this. Don't you remember? Or did that fall finally give you a decent concussion? Hey, kiss my boot. No. Aw, there's a good boy. You know just how to make it better, don't you? I honestly can't stand being away from you for even a few hours. It hurts me. Probably more than your ribs hurt you right now. Actually, no. It definitely hurts more than your ribs hurt right now. You know that I feel things so deeply, and I really wish you would understand that. But I get it. You need this. You need the rush. We both suffer for each other, don't we? But it's worth it. I love taking care of your needs. It's all about balance, right? I cook for you. I clean for you. And yeah, sometimes I get a little jealous and aggressive, sure. I'll admit that. But you don't care, do you? Besides, I never lied to you about my imperfections. I never needed to, did I? My red flags only made you come rushing to me faster than a bull on speed. You encouraged this every step of the way. Well, not quite at first, but I could read between the lines. You were shy about the things you wanted, but I didn't let that get in the way of giving you what you needed. The things you were too scared to tell me. I've read so many blogs and relationship advice posts saying that you shouldn't check your boyfriend's phone or invade his privacy, but I don't know. It just didn't make sense to me. Maybe your boyfriend doesn't know the right words to ask for what he wants. Maybe he's meek and shy. Maybe he's got a fuck ton of nasty, dirty kinks he doesn't want to admit to. And God, you really do. How many years have you been watching porn? A long time, huh? Makes sense why you would have so many extreme kinks. Pornhub, Gone Wild Audio, Hentai. And don't get me started on the nasty shit you look at on Twitter. Most people would probably be disgusted by the things you use to make yourself come. But not me, baby. you know, it was so hard getting used to hurting you like this. But after a while, I learned to enjoy it. You taught me love was more about doing than feeling. Even when I feel bad about kicking you, I feel so good knowing it drives you crazy. Oh, you remember when you told me what CNC was, and I thought it was just a weird way of saying you gotta see it to believe it? But nope. Just another perverted little fetish you have. I mean, look at you. You're hard. You just got kicked in the ribs. You have a black eye and bruises all over. And you're hard. It's fucking incredible. And if I suddenly decided to stop, what would happen? You'd fall apart. But don't worry, baby. That's never going to happen. Look how pathetic and cute you are. How could I deny you? Even now, I know your pre-cum is just leaking out of your cock. You're so desperate for me to do more horrible things to you. Aren't you? I honestly can't tell which one of us is more fucked up. Is it you for wanting all these things, or me for being willing to do them? The fact that I got arrested because of you? Jesus Christ. Did you jerk off before you called? Before you picked me up? Did you come thinking about all the lies you were going to have to tell the police when they questioned you? This is definitely the furthest this roleplay shit has taken us. Sending you to the hospital was a close second, but God, how far are we going to push this? It's hard to even tell what's real and what's fantasy at this point. Everything has gotten so blurry, but that makes it better for you, doesn't it? God, you're disgusting. Oh, and I fucking love it. Come here. Take off your fucking pants. I can't take it anymore. Oh, my cunt is fucking soaked and I need you. There you fucking are. Oh, God damn, you're throbbing. And look at all that slick pre-cum. I'm so fucking crazy for you, and that includes this cock. It's so fucking good. I remember when I used to finger fuck myself outside of your window before we began dating. I used to watch you so closely. I memorized your facial expressions and stroking rhythm to know when you're about to come. God. Oh, watching you come all over yourself was incredible. I never thought I could be jealous of a t-shirt, but here I am. Oh, and what about the first time I jerked you off? In the bathroom. On our first date? Oh, you kept mumbling no, but your body. God, your body was screaming for more. And when I stroked you exactly the same way you stroked yourself, the look on your face was priceless. Remember at the last minute I let you finish in my mouth? Oh, I nearly choked on a cum shot when you blasted the back of my throat. We should really go back to that restaurant again. I want to recreate that. Relive those little moments like they're our first time again. They play so often in my head, and I like to think that recreating them will only make them feel more real in my fantasies. Every moment with you is special. Whether it's tying you to a chair and raping you until you cry, and forcing you to come while driving, or blackmailing you with the pictures I took of you while I fucked you at your work. No, I never want to forget them. Just like the way your body can never forget me. I love how I trained it to respond to my touch. Your anxiety, your fear, your panic. All have slowly been killed off by your body learning to accept my love whenever I need to give it to you. Are you getting close to coming? You know we have that rule, right? No coming unless it's inside of me. Mouth, pussy, or ass. Pick. Pick. I don't think that's what you really want, though. You said mouth, but your eyes are screaming to breed my pussy. You love the risk of not knowing whether I'm on birth control or not. You've never found pills. No doctor's bills or invoices from visits. Every time you come at me, there's that fear that this could be the time you and I are tied together forever. You come so hard whenever you get that in your head. I'm not a monster, though. I'll give you a little head before I make you come in my womb. How does that feel, huh? Almost as good as my pussy? Oh, your cock is always so fun to suck. I love feeling the veins pulsing on my tongue. Oh, your cock getting harder each time I suck or I let it glide down my throat. A head from a crazy bitch like me is always better, huh? I don't care how bruised my throat gets, as long as I get your cum and hear those pathetic whimpers. No, it's worth it. You see, you're not the only one who likes a little pain. I love a little reminder of you. The same as when you fuck my ass. I love knowing that your cock is the reason my ass feels funny when I sit down at work. Ah, the fact you cause such a unique sensation in my body gets me so wet. And that feeling is tied only to you. No, it's special. You're special. Come here. Give me that fucking cock. No, I'm gonna fuck you on the same floor I just got done kicking the shit out of you on. Fuck. You're so big right now. Oh, God. Oh, you're the hardest you've ever been. Oh, fuck. Oh, that obsessive freaky shit I said really got you going, huh? Oh, come here. Now give me that fucking face. I want you to look deep into my eyes while I use your cock to fucking breathe my pussy. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Sex with you is so fucking perfect. It's the closest I ever get to be with you. If I could live in your skin, I would, but fuck. This'll have to do, won't it? I can never have enough of you. I'm so fucking obsessed with you. Look at me. Don't close your eyes. I'm not gonna fucking let go of your face until you stare deep into mine. Do you understand? Have I made it fucking clear to you yet? All the beatings, the stalking, the constant insane sex, making all of your fucked up fantasies come to life. You'll never find another woman like me. I am 1 in 8 of fucking billion, do you understand? I want you to really commit it to your fucking memory. I want to carve my fucking name into your soul forever. And I keep my hand on the wound so that if you ever lost me, you would fucking bleed out. God, yes. Oh, finally. Oh, that did it, didn't it? Oh, this level of crazy is really what fucking does it for you, huh? Oh, that's right, baby. Fuck me hard. Oh, slam that fucking cock deep in as you can into me. Oh, God. Watching you whimper and whine as you thrust harder and harder into me is so fucking good. No, I can't take it much longer. I think I'm gonna fucking come. Pull me in close, please. I want to hold you tight while you thrust into me and get me over the fucking edge. When it's you. Fuck. I'm coming. Oh my God, I'm coming. Oh, yes. Don't stop. Please. Don't fucking stop. I want it. Now give me your fucking cum. Give me a fucking baby. No. I get me fucking pregnant. Make it so we can never fucking be apart. Yes, yes, I can feel it. Oh, you're close. Oh, I can feel your cock twitching and throbbing. Do it. Don't hold back. Fucking come at me. Come at me. Oh, fuck. I feel so fucking full. Oh, God. Come here. How's that, baby? I'm so glad. That was amazing. No pulling out. I don't want this to end just yet. Hold me closer. There's so much that is wrong with us, but I don't care. I want all your wrongs as long as they're with me. There's something so deeply fucked and toxic about all of this, but I still want it. I want all of the bruises. I want all of the cuts. The scars. Because they'll all come with a love that will never be able to replace. From a person I could never imagine being without. I know we could get better. I know we could stop. But I love just how much worse we make each other. I want to drown with you. Because you are more important than air. You are what fills my soul and empties my lungs. I love you. And that will never change.